Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Let's say, hey, Lissetti is now on the line. She's a film curator for the European Film Festival. Lissetti, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. And I know that you're in the thick of all of this. Like, you're crazy with putting this all together. I just need to find out, like, what it means. What is a film curator?
Okay. So all it is as opposed to going through films that are submitted, you source the films and put the program together based on sourcing. So it's different to filmmakers submitting films and making selections through that process. But and I also want to say I really wanted to come to studio today, but I just wasn't able to. I was like, I can't split myself into a million pieces. So I really appreciate you guys having me on Skype.
Oh, no, absolutely. Where are you? You're in Joburg at the moment, right?
Johannesburg, yeah. I'm in Ilovo.
Nice. Well, listen, no one's going to blame you for the traffic in the afternoon and doing that. So just for someone that didn't even know that Europe had a film festival, what is the European Film Festival? What's your role? I would imagine that there's quite a strong African narrative that you're bringing through to it all. Just paint me a picture.
Picture. Okay, so the European Film Festival was launched 5 years ago, and it is the brainchild of the European delegation and various European member states that are based in South Africa and Southern Africa. And the idea was to expand the cultural offering within the Southern African region. And every 2 years, it is managed by one of the European member states. So the first 2 years, it was managed by the French Institute. The last 2 years, it was Goethe, the Germans. And this year, next year, it's the British Council. So they alternate, but the body is still the same. And of the member countries that participate, as a programmer, my role is to select a film from each country, an award-winning film from each country, and to bring it into... to bring it to the South African audiences. So one of the things that I wanted to look at this year, that we wanted to look at this year, was really to anchor the festival and the films in the diversity of what Europe is. So Europe is not just one thing, right? So most of the films that we wanted to look at films that showed people of Iraqi descent, films that showed people of African descent, right? But made by European filmmakers. So to really like move away from this idea that in the same way that Africa doesn't just look like one thing, Europe doesn't look like one thing.
Absolutely. It sounds like this is quite a task to kind of put together. How do you begin this process?
So when the British Council approached me to curate this edition of the festival, one of the things I had to do was to speak to each of the countries that are participating in the festival. So there's 10 countries this year, 10 countries that are part of the EU, and really to like get a sense of what films are shown, because you never really know. It's difficult to curate without knowing what has been produced out there, right? Mm-hmm. So... it was also my first time having to deal with 10 different agencies. So it's almost like dealing with 10 different government organizations,
wow,
which was a really interesting exercise.
Yeah.
And for instance, checking what has been produced in Poland, what has been produced in the UK, what has been produced in Sweden and all the other countries that are participating. And from there, putting together a curatorial vision. So the only things that I really knew I wanted to do, I wanted to look at first-time filmmakers, first-time award-winning filmmakers, in conversation with the more experienced filmmakers, because I thought, you know, it's super easy to just get the most experienced filmmakers with the big actors and bring them down here, right? But that's a little bit boring. And I wanted to really look at new young voices coming out of Europe, because I find that a lot of young storytellers are more bold in their intention. They experiment a lot early, and that's really exciting. So that's pretty much what went into it. And, of course, trying to work out what do I think the South African audiences would want to see. And, you know, there's obviously various challenges with that, because I'd love to be able to have had the festival show at universities and in cinemas and at Con Hill, right? And as it grows, hopefully it'll be more accessible in different spaces. But for now, the relationship has been with Stare Kinecor.
Yeah.
And it's also because they have the equipment for award-winning films, right? So award-winning films will be brought into the country on DCP, and only Stare Kinecor can project from DCP.
Cool. And what are the young filmmakers saying that other filmmakers aren't saying? What are some of the conversations that they are really trying to engage with that maybe other filmmakers aren't so much?
I think it's more, again, around diversity of story and of people. So, for instance, in one of the films, Amateurs, which is the Swedish entry into the European Film Festival, you know, the filmmaker has got two teenage girls, one of Iraqi descent and the other of Turkish descent, and every time you see them, they're filming with selfie sticks, right? Mm-hmm. And the older, more conservative people in the town, she's filmed it more in a more classical way. But it's really just like also breaking away from a set idea of how to tell a story visually, and really also playing around with, because most people now too who have access to going to cinemas, I mean, especially younger audiences, you can stream stuff on Netflix, you can watch it online, right?
Yeah.
So how does film speak to that? So for me, it was looking mainly at breaking away from traditional ways of telling story.
Yeah.
And from a festival perspective, because what you want to do in a festival is you want to bring films down that aren't generally accessible to an audience.
Absolutely. And kind of the social change that you're trying to inspire with the content that you're curating and kind of putting in people's faces that may not have been in their faces before, what's the end goal from a humanity perspective here?
I think the end goal from a humanity perspective is just access to context, right? Mm. Few people understand nuance and context of other people. Few people are able to travel around the world. And I think that cinema enables you to travel to different places. So, you know, when you think of New York, you think of Manhattan, and it's because of the things that you've seen, right? So what are the alternative spaces in Europe, and what does that look like? Our opening night film, for instance, it's a European filmmaker, but she sets it in Zambia, and it's set in a witch camp. Hmm. Nobody would ever know what that is unless you have access to it, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it literally is just expanding one's mind and expanding one's notion of what life looks like and expanding one's understanding of what Europe looks like, and literally continuing the conversations that already take place. So it's plugging in more than it is trying to like create your own path, right?
Mm.
Mainly doing that. I'm like, the conversation's already taking place, so this can plug into that.
Well, it's some incredible work that you're doing, and certainly what a great initiative to align oneself to. I would imagine that what you're doing with this project is pretty much in line with what you're about as a person. It absolutely shines through when you speak about it. Just some closing thoughts and shameless plugs on how people can get involved and access all this work.
So you can get involved. So it's in three cities, Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Cape Town. All at the Cinema Nouveau, so Brooklyn, Rosebank, and the V&A Waterfront. You can check the website, eurofilmfest.co.za. And on Twitter, you can follow British Council Connect ZA and tweet what you think about the films and what more you want to see. I mean, obviously, it's the fifth year, and it would be great to get more people also really, like, advising on what they want to see.
Yeah.
Right? And how they want the festival to grow and what conversations can take place during.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us live via Skype, and we're super, super excited to see all of this progress and to engage with all the incredible work that you're doing. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me. And I also want to add that I was reading up about you, and I was like, this is in line. So I was excited with some of the films, because I'm like, this is in line with some of the stuff that you talk about in terms of, like, catapulting marketing from like a classical way of being and really like just pushing it into the digital age, which is now. It's not like some future prospect.
Thank you. That's so very, very kind.
Me.
We should go for a coffee at Wolves sometime. That's
all right. Cool. Lissetti. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you so much. Lissetti hanging out there. Lissetti Oluko speaking to us about the European Film Festival. She's a film curator. Very, very cool conversation and some amazing work being done. So best you engage. She told you how to get involved, so you should get involved. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.